to speak at a festival dedicated to the liberation that comes alongside and not in spite of pleasure. A tradition that practices pleasure and dance as a form of resistance. I think this sentiment resonates deeply within the struggle for the decriminalization of sex work, which is in itself also a struggle for the politics of pleasure. I also praise kink, babes. You're gonna have to be louder than that.
Oh, wait. Thank you.
It's also an honor to speak in a moment at such a deep crossroads in history, where consciousness is shifting rapidly as we witness the death of colonial empire, the death of the United States of genocide, and the death of the Dutch Empire of liberal fascism. The beast is strongest right before its demise. Right? As sex workers, our community has historically practiced coming together as an act of preservation and capacity building, especially in times that demand a lot out of our collective attention and resource. As sex workers, our jobs embrace holding the complexity of desire and the pursuit of pleasure as we simultaneously strive to turn old, outdated systems into something new and resourceful. As empires crumble, what feels good changes. I hope that we can let that feeling lead us into new worlds that upend our current state of oppression and multiple global crises. Sex work is the crucible in which workers of many identities, communities, personalities combust under the microscopic eye and regulation of the state. Many of us are migrant. Many of us are queer and trans. Many of us are people of color. Many of us are disabled and working class babes. We are the first to witness housing insecurity, job loss, work displacement, inaccessibility to healthcare, and state and border violence and surveillance, simply on the basis of our work. Because of our deep interconnectedness to a vast amount of struggles, when we speak of the decriminalization of sex work and our own movement of whores, we speak to the continued fight for a decolonized world. Decriminalization of sex work means no borders. The decriminalization of sex work means abolishing the police, military, and surveillance state. Decriminalization means building anti-racist worlds and the destruction of white supremacy. Decriminalization means the emancipation of the global South and an end to neocolonialism. Also, decriminalization means keep the fucking red light district where the fuck it is and fuck Femke's erotic prison. Fuck you, Femke Halseman. As sex workers, we see the fight and the struggle of our siblings, and we are here alongside you as a steadfast support as we radically grasp towards the future of decolonial and anti-racist communities and societies. Call upon us as your comrades, and we are here for you with our red umbrellas, our pleasers, our latex, our leather, our fishnets, and our submissives in tow. The revolution's gotta be sexy, y'all. Right? On that note, we owe this movement, this current wave of decolonial struggle and resistance, our loyal and unflinching endurance. We know we will face more uncertainty, more destruction, and more violence in the coming months and years as we settle into the end days of empire. For others, this reality has been a reality under vicious regimes of European colonialism and white supremacy for much, much longer. For some, there has never been safety. Facing these shadows, the wreckage of settler and imperial colonialism is necessary for the risking transformation and growth. I said femme to the front, babe. You can go. I said femme to the front, but that's okay. Some people don't listen. We can no longer look away, and we can no longer have room to be afraid. But we also cannot risk our desire, our pleasure, and beauty And well, just having a good old sexy time in pursuit of justice and liberation is my firm belief that justice and pleasure are great bedmates. So when we call to one another, what do we want? Liberation. What? Liberation is okay, justice also. But also hot, transformative sex that leaves our minds blown and imaginations wider to realities just beyond our own horizons. So I will echo again, we are not free until Palestine is free. We are not free until Sudan, Congo, Haiti, Afghanistan, Iran, and Lebanon are free. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine!
Free, free
Palestine! And we should hear this as a continual and furious echo until it is realized. And like any good hooker who has witnessed and overseen many of La Petite Mort, we know that we can come again and again and again and again. And we will keep coming and showing up until our screams for justice reverberate as a continual unified vibration that wrecks change and havoc all over the systems that oppress us. Free Palestine, babe. Thanks.
Give it up for Mercy! Woo! Theaterstraat, kunnen wij dit deze weghalen? Deze is nu, om Aref te beginnen, hebben we altijd een performance. We always have a performance to start. This year, we asked, or they asked, or we found each other. We're really happy that they're here. Give it up for House of Extinction!
And we are silent!
Yeah!
28 billion euros. And Israel is killing children every fucking day. I want to hear you from the bottom to the top and what the fuck ever you are. I want to hear you scream. Ah! Ah! And so they can hear us in Den Haag. They can hear us in Israel that doesn't even fucking exist. And we will be loud till the day that we die. Death, death to the idea!
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 Free, free Palestine!
Free, free,
free Palestine! We are the house of extinction. We are not only drag queens, drag creatures, and drag kings, but we are activists. We are in the front lines. We, I take too long, huh? We are activists, we are the front lines. We are being beaten up by the police every fucking week. And we perform. So give a hard applause for my drag father, for my drag gardener, Manish Bixel!
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Fortune awaits, we just gotta burn down what's in the way. How fortunate that you evolved to stay. We alive on the bottom line for our pay. Mother nature is minted, it's evident. If we're a kid, the boy is the precedent. Where there's a will, there's a way to inherit it. Whether we killed her or not is irrelevant. Financially, we're financially. Doesn't tragedy say it again? Construct an industrial wonderland with 100 bells to ring.
world without leaves, to build worlds without leaves, scorch the earth, burn the trees, crush the birds, squash the beasts. Kiss the customer they own, kicking creatures from their homes, but they'll scream and rant and rave if they don't get their mobile phone. You may think that it's a lot, playing nature so our slugs, and you may be thinking stinks when your neck is on the floor. We improvise and synergize, you improvise and synthesize, to bring supplies and synthesize, we think he fires as chimney flies. The market cannot be denied, we couldn't stop it if we tried. That natural snapshot that you prize is simply profit in disguise.
I shut up and die. It is that happens.
I'll keep this very short. Hello. My name is Manish Pixel of the House of Extinction. So you might have noticed we're a dragtivist, drag house, a drag family. And we've also got some wonderful friends of the family. Tonight, or usually I'm at night. Today, this bright afternoon with lovely weather, we've got the amazing Pisash coming up. Drag journey started right here in Amsterdam, moved away to The Hague because of the horrible housing prices that have gentrified the fuck out of the city. And they're back for this occasion. So welcome Pisash, another drag king.
Dit is de apen stopdans. Alle apen gaan dansen. Als je de muziek hard hoort, dan gaan we lekker dansen. Maar als de muziek stopt, staan we stil. We beginnen met zwaaien. Zwaaien mee, daar gaan we. Zwaaien. En stop! Nu gaan we dansen met onze schouders. Onze schouders gaan op en neer. En op en neer. Doe je mee? En stop! Het is tijd om te klappen in je handen. Klap jij mee? Daar gaan we! Klappen maar! En stop! Nu gaan we dansen met onze voeten. Steeds een voet naar voren en dan zetten we hem weer terug. Go! En stop! Nu gaan we onze armen laten dansen. Maak maar vuisten van je handen en laat ze maar rollen. Rond elkaar. Go! Stop! Nu gaan we met onze billen dansen. Grappig, hè? We gaan schudden. Heen en weer. En stop! We gaan nog even lekker springen. Zo hoog als je kan. En stop! Dit is alweer de laatste ronde. Wat doen jullie het goed? We gaan nog even lekker draven.
blijkt de vrachtwagen toch deze kant op te gaan.
Thank you. hallo.
Het zijn allemaal kinderen.
Oh ja. Oh, Erika. Ah, oké. Okay. Het is de kinderpret. Ja,
je moet
aan
de andere kant kijken. Ja.
Staan nu midden op de dam, dus een enorme kakofonie met alle bussen. Ik zie ook, ik denk dat de laatste bus nu in aantocht is, want ik zie een politiebusje erachteraan. En de achterste is een mooie oude grote Renault-achtige, geloof ik. Zo'n brandweerauto. Solidariteit kent geen grenzen. Daarvoor zit minder glas. Minder plastic, meer iets anders wat ik niet kan lezen. En daar zie ik allemaal kinderen. En daar zie ik ook Erika van de kinderpret. De kinderen zijn ook vertegenwoordigd op de ADEF. Vandaag, want
is bringing in my ear, blood makes noise.
voor de liefhebbers. We lopen nu op het Rokin. We zijn bijna bij Taksteeg richting de Munt. En dan gaan we weer een andere kant op, denk ik. Luisteraar, ja, we zijn nu bij de Munt en de stoet die gaat linksaf de Regulus Breestraat in. En naar verluidt gaat dat helemaal naar het Flevo Park, waar Parknest een tweejarige verjaardag viert. En nou, ikzelf, Jan Modaal is ook present en die zal ook wel gaan spelen misschien. Nou, we zijn nu dus bij de Munt en het gaat naar de Regulus Breestraat en dan door naar Parknest. Ik ga hier een stuk nog even aan ons voorbij laten komen. Zijn nu voorbij gekomen en nu komt er nog een hele bonte stoet van politievoertuigen die ook aannemen met panzerauto's, communicatieauto's, filmauto's, zoals een camper met een dakje uitschuiven. Nou ja, dus tot zover ADEF op Radio Pottenkoe voor nu even, want het is op zijn minst suboptimaal. En wie weet komen we zo nog even vanaf Parknest een beetje terug. Of iets anders. Of anders morgen weer een dag met een hele hoop te doen, waaronder de klimaatmars in Den Haag. En natuurlijk de herdenking van de Schipholbrand. Die is dan 20 jaar geleden. Maar dit is dus het voor nu vanaf hier. En later komt er wel weer meer. Dus het beste advies is nog steeds blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pottenkoe. Want er komt echt wel meer weer. Een keer. Ooit.